Welcome, everybody, to Juwanza for Life. My name is Juwanza. Thank you so much for tuning in. Got a special show lined up for you, as I always do. As you know, once a month we're blessed to have, as a regular on our show, a brother who is a servant, definitely a servant, a very, very powerful brother. And, you know, it's when you meet people that are powerful and humble at the same time, I mean, that's a great combination, you know, because a lot of times people that are powerful aren't very humble, you know. So, I mean, I'm very, very humble. I'm humbled just to be able to have somebody that has made it their life's mission to help serve the planet by sharing information that we can use to extend our life. I mean, it's very important to be able to live a life that's free of sickness and disease so that you can do what you were put here to do. I mean, if you believe that you were put here with a purpose, then you can't fulfill that purpose if you're sick. You can't fulfill that purpose if you're bedridden. You can't go the places that you need to go, meet with the people you need to meet with, and do the things that you need to do if you're hobbling. You know what I mean? So with that said, my special guest has devoted his life to helping people to be well. So the title of this show is The Journey to Wellness. My special guest has a testimony that actually changed his life. Not just changed his life, changed his mother's life, changed the lives of those who are willing and open to hear and listen. And it has the potential to change your life. And I want to talk about what this brother does today, because you need to know. Because there are a lot of times the people that are making the news, you know, they're making the news for the wrong things, but the people that might not make the news should be making the news. So I want to spread this brother's name abroad so that people know. When they hear the name Coy Dunstan, I call him King Coy Dunstan, why I'm so high on this brother. Again, he's a special guest on our show, regularly comes on once a month. He's owner and operator of Secrets of Nature in Washington, D.C. Brother Coy, welcome back to the show. As always, great to have you. Thanks for being my guest today.
Thank you, sir. It's good to be with you this evening. Good evening to your audience, to your family, your lovely wife. I wish you all a happy, healthy, and a prosperous new year. And we'll see if we can do better than we did last year. So let's get it on.
Well, brother, as long as we got you on our team, I'm sure we can't do worse. You know. So thank you, man, for everything that you do. Again, because you've been with us, helping us, healing us, talking to us, sharing with us, pushing us in the right direction for, you know, God, over 30 years, over 35 years, and the community in Washington, D.C., and other states as well are the better, you know, for you and the commitment that you've made to helping us to live long and to not just live long and live healthy, because you can live long, but that doesn't necessarily mean you're living healthy, you know. So when you put the healthy with the long, you long living long and healthy, that's a beautiful thing. So, brother, I want to tell people what it is that you do, why you do what you do, because you've got a special mission in life, and I want to, you know, make sure that people understand what that is and how they, too, can benefit. I've benefited from it, and I want to let people know how they, too, can benefit from your purpose, what you were put here to do. So can you tell us, I mean, you're owner and operator of Secrets of Nature in Washington, D.C. I think that's an awesome title, Secrets of Nature. And you, like as I mentioned, for those who are tuning in for the first time, Brother Coy has helped people to live a long and healthy life. Brother, what got you started on the holistic health path?
Back in 1980, I had was coming out of law school, just graduated and was trying to figure out what I wanted to do. And I went home to visit and see my family, because I hadn't spent much time with them since I had been in school for the previous 3 years. And I left out that morning, got in and early that morning, I guess about mid-morning, and my mother was just coming back from the doctor's office. And she said that the doctor told her to go to Duke University Hospital as fast as she could. And I said, well, what's wrong? She said, well, she had an itch that she couldn't explain and some other things going on with her digestive stuff, and didn't really understand what was going on with her, and the doctor couldn't explain, so he sent her to Duke University where they have a little more extensive staff and facility to deal with whatever you ails you. So the next morning, my dad and I got up. We drove up to Duke University. We sit there all day waiting for them to tell us what was going on. And I guess it was just about sundown when they came out and say, we're going to keep her a while. We don't know exactly the extent of her illness, and run a few more tests, and you all come back tomorrow, and maybe we can sit down and talk. So Dad and I went home, and then we came back the next morning, and they sit down and talk to us, and told us that they discovered that she had cancer of the breast, the colon, and the liver.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a shock to all of us. And, you know, back then in 1980, cancer was a death sentence almost. So they kept her in the hospital. They worked with her a couple of weeks, and eventually they told her to, you have to take chemotherapy or you have to leave the hospital. So my mother say, what would I do if I was her? And I say, well, if it was me, you know, not knowing anything about the body or what you could do about it, I didn't know much of anything. I said, well, if it was me, I would just get ready to go home and meet my maker. Mm-hmm. So after a few hours, she decided to do that. So about a month later, I guess, after we first took her, we packed up and went home. And after that, I kind of felt, I guess it was a little bit early, in the early spring. I felt an obligation that to do something. I mean, she was going through the stages of grief that you go through when you get some news that you don't want to hear. First you deny it, then you get mad, and then you try to deal with it, and then you kind of settle into it. So through that process, the grieving process, I was doing whatever I could to find out what was going on in terms of her body and her disease, and was there anything that could be done about it, and am I hearing, is it true what I'm hearing, or is there another way? I stopped in Richmond somewhere, and a fellow was at a service station handing out flyers about a meeting on preventive health. The Nature Sunshine distributor, and he was out talking, and he impressed me enough to go back down that Monday, the next Monday night, to a meeting he was having, and the meeting was about alternative health, how you can heal the body, how your body can heal itself, and how you can overcome any disease, all the things you needed to do, like fasting and taking the supplements and exercising. And I was just amazed. So I started doing all these things with my mother, and I became a Nature Sunshine distributor, started using their product. And a little bit after that, they came up with a product called Pardaco. After we had begun to fast and do all the other things that we had been told to do in terms of changing the diet, no dairy, no sugar, no meat, and doing whatever exercise that we could do, about a month after that, the Nature Sunshine came out with this product called Pardaco. It was right on time. It was like God sent. And it had the reputation of emptying the cancer wards in down in Mexico. And you know, if it's not sanctioned by the pharmaceutical industry, you know, it's not acceptable here. So Nature Sunshine managed to package it and get it into the hands of the people in the U.S. And so I started using that with her, and it made all the difference in the world. I think after about 2 or 3 weeks on the Pardaco, she was settled down. She began to accept the fact that she needed to do what she was doing, and she decided to live. So I think after that, She lived about 10 years after that, and I think everybody was amazed. And she was pretty much lived a normal life for the rest of the life that she had. She lived a pretty normal life. So with that, I didn't believe that no one knew about all this stuff, and all this stuff had never been told to us, and no one ever knew. And I set out on the mission to make a difference. And I came back here, opened up a store called Yours Naturally downtown, and downtown about 10 years with it. And then I moved around a little bit, and I settled over in Southeast D.C., 3923 South Capitol Street. I've been there now 30 years, so I'm going on the other side of 40 years of what I'm doing, and it still amazes me that how little we know about actually how the body works and what we can do to prevent the diseases that we have, and the things that we can do to make life better, not only for yourself but your family. So anyone that comes in and be willing to accept what I have to say and listen to what I have to say, I work with them. And usually more likely than not, they get some benefit of the lifestyle changes that we talk about, and we encourage them to keep up with it by being able to provide them with the things that we say they ought to do. So that's kind of how I got to where I am and what I do and why I do it.
You know, what's interesting, Brother Coy, is that when you talked about how you had started your mother on a regimen, you had, you know, taken her off the meat, the dairy, the sugar, you know, the white flour, the white sugar, all of that. But then when you introduced Padiaco into the regimen, it took it to a whole nother level. And I have an idea of the answer to this question, but I'll ask it anyway.
Okay.
And that is, do you think that because of everything that you had done with your mother, taking her off the meat, the dairy, the sugar, all of that, set the body up so that when you did introduce Padiaco, that the body was already, you know, you had already done some cleansing, you know,
yeah.
So the body was prepared to make this big, I mean, the Padiaco worked better, you know, because
yeah.
I assume that because, not that it would not have worked at all, but because your mother has already done some cleansing, done some letting go of some things, the Padiaco was able to have the magnificent effect that it had.
Oh, absolutely, no doubt. There's a saying, you can't put new wine in the old bottle, and the cleaner the bottle, the cleaner that you can get that old bottle, the better off the wine is going to be, and the better it's going to taste. So yeah, that's just the natural process of healing. First things first, you cleanse, you detox, you fast, and do all of those things, and then the supplements come along and restore the body to what it should do. So yeah, no doubt that had a lot to do with it. Not saying that it would have worked without it, but it's just going through the process. First things first, and the way it happened is evidently was the way it's supposed to happen, because it worked for her and it's working for people that still do that today.
You mentioned lifestyle change. Now, there are some people out there that might be dealing with cancer. You mentioned your mother had cancer in both breasts, the liver, and the colon. But you mentioned the lifestyle change. So if somebody went out and just decided, oh, okay, I'm going to go get some Padiaco from Nature Sunshine, because I heard him say that, you know, it took the whole thing to a whole nother level, you're not going to have the success that you would have if you made the complete lifestyle change. And here might be a good time to make a disclaimer. We're not saying, you know, Coy is not claiming that if you come to him that he's going to cure you of cancer. There's certain claims that we can't make, okay, because
right.
there are a lot of factors going into that, right? I mean, it depends on where are you when you come to this information, you know. Are you, if you are in the beginning stages, are you in your last stages, and nobody can determine what you're going to do. You know, Coy can give you information But if you don't follow the instructions, or if you don't follow the instructions to the letter, you know, then you can't blame anybody, and we're not here to blame, you know. So I just wanted to make that disclaimer. But a lifestyle change, Brother Corey, so that's going to be important for those who are interested in on this journey to wellness. To they're going to have the best results if they're willing to make the lifestyle changes, not just, oh, I'm going to go get some pills and take them and keep doing what I'm doing.
Yeah, that won't work. That's not a possibility. You can't keep doing the same thing and expect a different result. And that's where a lot of us go there, but that's, and I think that's the reason why a lot of us don't get the results that we expect, because we think because we take the party alcohol that we can keep doing everything, eating the meat and drinking the coffee or the Cokes and the Pepsis, mm-hmm. and the alcohol, doing all smoking and all that, and think that because we're taking the party alcohol that everything's going to be all right. No, it doesn't work like that. You have to give up the things you have to give up to give your body and your mind the best chances of surviving through whatever you're going through. So it's discipline that you have to get to, and that's why you fast to build your discipline in your mind and in your body so that you can give your body the best chance to survive whatever it's going through.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about fear for a moment, because whenever somebody goes and gets a bad report from the doctor, often if it's not something that you can easily remedy with a pill, you know, some people might go to the doctor and let's say they go to the doctor, get a physical, and they come home and their mate says, oh, so how was your physical? How did it go? And they're like, oh, it went great, great. You say, everything all right? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Doctor just said I got high blood pressure. And they say it's so casual because they can take a pill, you know, and just correct that. It's like, yeah, it had me scared there for a minute, you know what I mean? I thought it was going to be serious. Yeah, he just said I got high blood pressure, though. I'm good, you know, or just got a little arthritis, but I'm all right, you know.
Yeah.
Something that they can take a pill, or they figure I'm good, you know. But if it's something that, like cancer, they don't come home talking about I'm all right. You know, somebody says, how did it go? And they get silence in return, and the person's like, uh-oh. You know, now fear has kicked in. And the reason fear kicks in is because oftentimes people have been taught that this is a death sentence. Cancer is a death sentence. You get cancer, you might as well get ready to start making out your will, because it's just a matter of time. That's the way it's been presented. But the fear is there because they don't know that there's an alternative. You know, they don't know that if you let go of your meat, the dairy, the sugar, you start fasting, juicing, doing enemas, you know, that you can actually make the change. Can you talk about fear? And was that one of the reactions that your mother had initially? Did she go through that fear phase?
Well, yeah, that's the stages of grief you go through. Fear is the number one driver of that grief stage that you go through in terms of getting to the point to where you accept the disease and being responsible for yourself and doing what you need to do. It's fear. Oftentimes, it's hard to overcome fear if you don't know what to do. And we don't know what to do because no one ever told us or taught us the right thing to do. We've always presented with things that kill us. We have never been presented with many things that have helped us live right and do right. We don't get that kind of teaching unless you're in a high and religious, you know, really religious person. And even the religious people, they still do the things that they shouldn't do. And when they get the news, they go into fear too. So I think fear is the main reason most people die, because they don't want to make that change, or they can't make that change, and the disease just come in and just ravage their body and they die. But that's not the way it has to be. You can always go and do other things. You can be you can have an alternative. There are always an alternative to fear, and the thing with fear is you have to overcome it by learning and studying and understanding really what you need to do in your own case to overcome mm-hmm. whatever you're going through.
Everybody, the call-in number, if you'd like to speak, if you're listening by phone, is 515-605-9727. Again, that's 515-605-9727. My special guest is King Coy Dunstan, owner and operator of Secrets of Nature in Washington, D.C. He's been on this path for about 40 years, longer than many of us have been born, and we're just grateful to have him, somebody with that much experience, that much expertise, as my special guest. And you know, the thing I love about interviewing you, Brother Coy, is that I know that you know what you're talking about. There are a lot of people that, you know, when you talk to them, they're just getting into something, and they may be into it today, and then you talk to them in, you know, a couple of months or whatever, and it's like, so how's the vegan thing coming? And like, oh, well, you know, I kind of fell off the wagon. You fell off the wagon. You were teaching it. You know?
Yeah.
So, you know, yeah. I just thank God for you, man, because, you, again, with you being so consistent over the years and, you know, people with expertise and have a track record, you know, it's one thing to talk about something that you read in a book, but your experience not only just came, not just from reading, but you put into practice what you read and you saw the actual results. That had to be amazing to you, as, you know, with each phase that you went through with your mother. I want to ask you a question, because there may be somebody out there that's dealing with multiple things. You know, we oftentimes, if you go through the archives, you see that we've taken different aspects, different diseases. We've talked about separate diseases. We might have talked about, say, lung cancer, cervical cancer, prostate cancer. You know, we've kind of broken it up. But Coy's mother had cancer in both breasts, her liver, and her colon. So my question to you, Brother Coy, is when the doctors were running the tests and your mother was getting better, did these different areas, were they all healing at the same time? I mean, you know, is it like they determined that the breast cancer was gone, but there still, you know, might have been some colon cancer left that they still hadn't, you know, gotten, you know, the complete clear bill of health on? Or was it just a complete, once they ran the tests, I mean, was it in phases?
Yeah.
Or, you know, when they did it, was it we ran every test and it, at one time, and found that it was all gone?
Well, it was over a period of time. It was about 6 months we was on the doctor's care, and, you know, after we got on this road to recovery. But no, it's understanding how the body heals. It'll heal all the things will correct over time. It depends on mm-hmm. which ones that you can that responds the fastest, really. But the whole thing with the body, it heals itself. So it's not like the breast cancer heals and then the colon cancer heals. We have to understand how the body works in terms of its immune system. The immune system, its job is to take nutrition to the cell and take the waste away from the cell. And once that process is in place and is working properly, your whole body heals at the same time. So it's not like you got to wait a month or so before you can work on the colon cancer if you're working on the breast cancer. That's how traditional medicine works. They try to do mm-hmm. piece by piece because they like to cut you up and, you know, see what's in there and then sew it back up and then mm-hmm. hope you get better. But if you let your body do what it's supposed to do, your whole body will heal together. So once you get that immune system pulling that toxins out, it's going to pull it out from not just in part of the body, but from the whole body. And that's what we call holistic health. You're dealing with the whole body. So when you address the condition that you are dealing with, it'll make sure that the rest of the body is also will support that effort by also doing the same thing all over your body. In other words, when you start the healing process, it's not over until the whole body is healed if you do it properly.
Well, if we could talk about cells and nutrients for a moment, because when somebody's been diagnosed with cancer or, you know, arthritis or, you know, diabetes or whatever the case may be, something is going on the cellular level, correct? I mean, there's something going on that the cells are not getting the nutrients that they should be getting. The lymphatic system is not operable, or it's not, you know, the waste isn't being taken away from the cell. The nutrients somehow aren't getting into the cell. So if we could talk about cells and nutrients, so because that's what's basically going on. If anybody's sick, there's something going on the cellular level, correct?
Right. Yes, correct. And understanding that process is how we heal the body. But when you get again, it goes back to the immune system. When the immune system shuts down, the generators, in other words, your body is like an electric generator. And when you conduct yourself in a way to where you drown out the engines on the cellular level, you drowns out the engine, then your cells stop working, and then around that area, inflammation accumulates, and then you can that's the beginning of the disease. So once you understand that the immune system get that boosted up, so it can actually break through that blockage that's there. You have it may be in a cancer cell, and it may be in your colon. But once you can break through that cancer cell and begin to move it out, then your immune system will do the rest. So it's like just giving your immune system a chance to do what it's supposed to do, and everything else will work. But it doesn't matter what you call it. It's the bottom line I'm trying to say here. You can call it colon cancer. You can call it breast cancer. You can call it diabetes, whatever. That is the process of disease. The immune system get clogged up. It cuts off the engine or the spark that generate the cell, the cellular, at the cellular level. And inflammation forms around that area that the cells shut down. And you find yourself with a disease, and it can occur anywhere in the body. So the whole idea is to work on the whole body by keeping the immune system strong and doing what you need to do to get that toxicity out fast, fasting or supplements, whatever you need to do to move that lymphatic system, they call it, the better your chances are that you're going to be well.
Were you shocked at how easy, and when I say easy, I don't mean to minimize the process that you went through, you know, with your mother, you know, getting her from a state of, you know, doctors telling her she had 6 weeks to live to her being back in the pulpit preaching and giving glory to God. So I don't mean to minimize it when I say easy, but, you know, just the process of when you saw that giving the body what it needed, you could actually reverse conditions. Were you shocked at how, and again, I don't mean when I use the word easy, but for lack of a better term, how easy it was for the body to heal itself if you gave it what it needed?
Well, that's the easy part, is getting people to understand that and to do that. That's the hard part. And even though I know these things, I still have to convince people that this, it will work if you give it a try. So most people, we are tied into the medical system so intricately until we can extract ourselves out of it. And oftentimes we'll try to do both, or we'll go back to the doctor because we think the doctor knows what they're doing, and it's hard to do what I'm saying to do because they don't think they can do it. So it's a real mental thing that's going on there that's really the problem in terms of working with people to address whatever condition they're dealing with. Because, number one, they say, well, if that's the truth, why didn't my doctor tell me that? That's not your doctor's job. The doctor's not going to tell you that. The doctor's not going to tell you to stop eating. It's getting better, I'll say. But that's not his job. His job is to deal with the disease. So he's a disease specialist. So if it's not about the disease, he's not going to tell you that you should be eating grains, nuts, seeds, fruits, and vegetables. He's not going to tell you that you need to drink water all day. These are things we should teach in the home and have our children grow up with the understanding that this is what keeps you healthy and out of the doctor's office. But we are so tied into the doctor's office until we can't stand to think that we can do that. Someone that's not a doctor can actually have something valuable to tell you that can address the condition in a alternative way, not with drugs, not with surgery, not with cutting you up, not with all of that. You don't need to do that. That's witchcraft. And we try to do it naturally by letting the body do what it's supposed to do and getting people to understand that is more difficult than, you know, I thought it would be, but it's difficult. That's the difficult part.
What do you say to somebody who says, you know, I knew somebody that tried the holistic health thing. I knew somebody that was a vegetarian and they died of cancer. You know, what do you say to that? I mean, because oftentimes when trying to share information on holistic health, oftentimes, you know, we're met with people that have responses to what it is that we're saying, you know, objections to what it is that we're saying. You know, they know somebody that tried it and it didn't work. I mean, and it sounds to me like justification. It sounds to me that they're justifying the continuing of eating meat or dairy or sugar by saying, well, you know, I would hear what you're saying, but I knew somebody that tried it and they died. What do you say to that? And caller, I see you up there, and I'll be coming to you next. What do you say to that?
Well, yeah, again, that's the process of grieving. I come to you and tell you that what you've been doing is not working or it won't work. And you go through this process of not accepting what I'm saying, and then you have to fight with me so that I can get you to understand that this is what you need to do, and then you may accept it, and then you begin to see for yourself, and then you can move on. But it's not like that people will accept it because you say it. It's more like there's something that they have to know or do. It's better to know than to believe. Once you know, I don't have to fight with you anymore. If you believe, then there's room for doubt, and we're all going to be back and forth about your belief, and that's not where you need to go with it. So I try to stay on the no side.
All right, everybody, my special guest is King Coy Dunstan, owner and operator of Secrets of Nature in Washington, D.C. We're talking about the journey to wellness. I see you, caller. I'm coming to you now. I'm going to call the last four digits of your number. Okay, 7028. 1 second here. You're on the air with Coy Dunstan. Thank you so much for your patience. Welcome to the show.
Yes, hi. My name is Patricia, and I just dialed in, so I missed several minutes, and I was just listening to the last couple. Is your guest any type of alternative doctor or clinician, or this is an experience that he went through, or a family member, someone, loved one went through?
Well, I'm a certified iridologist where I can actually read the eye and determine the condition of your body. I'm also a herbalist, and I also deal with nutritional counseling if that's necessary to do, and just an all-around holistic health practitioner, I call myself.
Okay.
And
I mean,
by the way, you didn't hear the testimony. You tuned in. After he'd given his testimony, he actually cured his mother. Well, we can't use the word cure, but the doctors had given his mother 6 weeks to live. She had cancer in both breasts, the liver, and the colon. And after Brother Coy worked with her and took her off meat, dairy, sugar, and started fasting and juicing, then ultimately, the long story short, she was back in the pulpit preaching and lived a decade after with no complications. And so that was the testimony that you missed to answer part of your question.
All right. Yeah, I'm happy for her and for you as well.
Yes,
let me ask, being a, I want to say alternative and, of course, integrative, and I mean, as long as it worked for your mom, what do you have any experience with? And I mean, there's so many different types of eating, nourishing ways. I don't want to say diet, like macro. Do you know anything about macrobiotics or goodness? I'm trying to think, or Ayurvedic or naturopathic. Yeah, because, you know, obviously you have on one end, you know, these particular clinics, you know, here in the U.S. or in Mexico, and I believe they're naturopathic or alleging to be, and, you know, they charge, you know, a great deal of money, and not to say that they're dishonest or anything, but, and of course, at now, at this time, I mean, to try to... persons who are having to deal with that, and then to get that type of money, so I'm talking about thousands of dollars. But what is do you know of any with persons who have dealt with, who have restored and strengthened and I'll say heal with macrobiotics, or, and yes, you've talked about vegan or vegetarianism.
Yeah, well, that's the whole idea. There's a lot of different modalities out there. They all have some validity. So I don't get caught up into that so much, even though if there's a particular allergy or something you're dealing with, we can go there. But the issue is that once you understand what the body needs, you can pretty much simplify it by just doing the grains, nuts, seeds, fruits, and vegetables. If you can stay in that family and learn how to fix those and eat those, you know, if you got a bean, it should be sprouted. If you got a grain, you can sprout that. If you can do whatever you can to turn your food into a live enzyme organism by sprouting or pressure cooking it, sometimes it helps clear out the harmful effects of the bean. If you pressure cook it, you can get rid of the acid that's in it that causes acid buildup in the system in your body. So there are things that are different modalities and different ways to eat and to do things, but I try to keep it simple. We can get into the different modalities like Ayurvedic or microbiotic and all of those things, but basically it comes down, your body is a live enzyme organism and you need live enzyme food. So if we can get to that, then you're going to have a better chance of making it through this. And if you want to go into those things, that is why you study, that is why you read, and you talk to people and you work with the people that know more than you do about it, so that you can understand better why you are doing what you're doing. But yeah, all of those ways are good, and you just have to do the thing, do what you can to do. If you can go deeper into it, fine. If you want to, I'm just trying to keep it simple and so people understand,
right.
And we go with that. But yeah.
Well, what do you say, Brother Coy, what do you say to people who say, well, Brother Coy, I heard you say you can sprout the beans and all this, but I'm from the city, man. I'm not trying to do no beans. I'm not trying to sprout no beans. I'm trying to just, you know, I'm coming off the microwave. I'm used to just sticking stuff. I'm used to, you know, putting it in the thing and going. I'm not trying to grow the food, because now, you know, because that's a consideration as well. You have people that say, well, you should grow your own food. You know, you should plant your own garden and start growing. But you have people, a lot of people aren't going to do that. You got people that are just straight up from the city. You know, they're not from the country. They're like, that's not something I'm going to do. What do you say to those people?
Well, I would say now that that may be true, but more and more people are looking at this and they'll be making that determination that, yes, I do need to start growing my food. And, yes, if I want organic, the only way I know it's organic is if I grow it myself. You know, all of these things, you have to come into a realization because that's part of the disease. People are killing themselves mm-hmm. because they don't know that using a microwave or cooking the food is really a death trap and it's not going to really benefit the body to its fullest. So we learned the one thing that if you can juice, if you can sprout, if you can do all of those kind of things, your body is going to receive it better and you're going to help your body defend off anything doing the things that eating raw or eating live foods. That's really where we want to go. But, you know, we were born and raised with a stove in the kitchen and a fire in the house, and that's what we've always used and that's what we've always done. And we just don't know how to go about eating raw or moving into a raw diet. But really, that is the solution that we're all trying to get to. And no matter what the modality you are dealing with, you got to learn how to feed the body properly before to respond properly.
Kim, can I ask
the
last question?
Yes, I'm still here.
Last question. I wanted to ask, in addition to what you're doing, what type of energy healing or modalities that you use to work on the emotions and the mental, like, you know, the physical, yes, but also there can be, I mean, it just runs a gamut. You know, people are dealing with stress, but also, trauma, various types of trauma, be it sexual, that sort of thing. Like I said, it runs a gamut, and to clearing that as well.
Well, when you're getting into the mental side, I think the way I address that is you have to get to a place to where you can fast. If you can fast, you can overcome most all of that. But most of us don't know how to fast or how to go about fasting. So we go to a pill or supplement, and we can get different supplements that supposedly work on the brain to help you think better, feel better, or get rid of like fibromyalgia, those kind of conditions. But, again, if we can come all the way down and settle down, I know people got to go to work. You got families. You got to take care of all these things that go on around you. And at some point, though, if it's not agreeing with you, you have to make some space for yourself. And that's the biggest problem. You got to make the space for yourself to do this. And you think it's all or you feel like it's impossible, but it's really not. It's just a change, and you have to get your mind right. And the best way to get your mind right is to just do fasting. So if I had my brothers, and people ask me what would I do if I was mentally stressed, I would say I would probably just start to go out and sit on the banks of the river and look at the water and just settle down and get control of myself, and then start learning how to feed myself so that I make sure that my brain is getting what it needs, the omega fatty acids, the vitamins and minerals, and all the things your brain needs to function properly. And a lot of those things will begin to dissipate.
Yeah, exactly. And plus getting rid of these toxic people out of your life and so on and so forth.
That's not that easy.
I would even add, even when it comes to what you're watching, you know, it's been a list. The last 4 years have been very rough. Every day it's been something, you know, so we have to even be mindful of what we ingest with our eyes. I mean, because if you're looking at something every day that stresses you out, that causes you stress, you don't know if this is going to happen or that's going to happen, you don't know about this. And, I mean, that is something you can control. You know, you can control what it is that you watch on television. You can turn the channel. You know, you can find something that you watch that brings you joy and brings you peace and inspires you, as opposed to something that's going to stress you out.
And a lot of that has to do with your leadership, from the president all the way down, or up or down, whichever way you go from there. But if your leadership is all gobbled up, it's gonna affect you the same way. So you have to. That's why it's important to be careful what you hear and say and do, and then what you listen to other people hear, say and do, because you will internalize it, and that can keep you all rattled up and unsettled and not able to function the way you would like to function.
Yes, I agree.
By the way, Patricia, how did you find out about the show today?
I'm a first-time caller. I just happened to briefly, go into Blog Talks. Live shows and just looked ahead and saw you all.
Well, thank you so much for tuning in. You can follow the show. You can actually click follow, and then every time I do a show, my name is Juwanza, by the way. That's Brother King Coy Dunstan. Every time I do a show, you'll be notified of the guest, the topic, the date, and the time. So if you click follow, then you can go. Of course, you can scroll down the archives. We got tons of shows with Brother Coy on different aspects of holistic health. Today we're just highlighting his establishment. It's called Secrets of Nature. He's in Washington, D.C., but just because he's in Washington, D.C. doesn't mean that you can't take advantage of not just the information, but he has an establishment where they actually have products for people who are on the holistic health path. Are you a vegetarian or vegan?
No, I'm not. Well, probably about a good 90%, but I eat some fish, and like a white fish, mild fish. Like I said, it's I eat, the nut butters. Let's see. So, no, I'm not totally vegan or vegetarian. It's I know there are different names, but yeah, that's basically, the veggies and, some fish probably about 2 or 3 times a week, and not every week. Some, grains, brown rice. But yeah, it's pretty, and then beans, I just early had some black bean soup. Of course I had my raw salad with that.
I want to congratulate you on any changes that you have made that you felt would prolong your life or allow you to live a healthier life. Anything that you may have let go of so that you could, be here longer, to be here, live a healthier life. It's not easy changing a lifestyle. It's not easy to do, changes, lifestyle changes. So
yes.
For any life that you made, I just want to say congratulations, and I don't think you found this show by accident.
No, it's part of divine timing, whatever you want to call it. But I'm very happy for your mother, that she is fully recovered and restored and healed.
Well,
she is
passed now. That was back in 1980, and she died in 1990.
Oh, okay.
So that was the 10 years that she lived after being told that she was going to die.
Okay. Well, but she had that time and those years.
Yes.
And thank you for the compliment. Yeah, because making these changes, it takes effort, it takes commitment, consistency.
You got to learn how to love yourself. Yeah.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, and that took me quite a while, but I just had to because of persons and situations who have the nerve to try to have an attitude and get angry with you when you start saying no and putting myself first. No, I'm the priority.
Yeah, that's great.
People who profit from you, either from your energy, your money, your time.
Or your ignorance.
And it's like, no, no, no. that stops. I don't care if you like me. See, I like me and I love me.
Yeah. That's
and,
what you
yeah. Right, and just and say goodbye to them and move on.
Yeah, that's what we mean by getting the toxic people out of your life. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
And
finding a new group, finding a new set of friends, you know, because once you get on the holistic health path, there are so many others.
Yeah.
There are holistic health groups out here. You've got vegan societies, you know. I don't know what city you're in, but there's probably a vegan society in whatever city that you're in. Excuse me, I know they have one in D.C. I mean, there's a serious vegetarian community in the Washington, D.C. area. Are you in the D.C. area?
No, I'm not. I'm in the Midwest for the time being, but I'll be relocating later this year in the fall. And moving to the Southwest.
Okay.
Well, I'm sure that
it's hot and cool. Huh?
Beg your pardon.
Well, wherever you go, there's, I'm sure, because if being surrounded by like-minded people is going to help you to stay focused, to stay centered, to stay committed, then I'm sure that the creator will, you know, definitely have somebody, just like you found this show. And that's what this show is all about. Because, again, we know that when you're on this holistic health path, sometimes you have to let go of certain people, you know, toxic individuals. Everybody's not on this same wavelength, on this same frequency. And so when you are endeavoring to surround yourself and feed yourself, not just physical food, but again, I talked about turning off the television or turning the channel. You know, when you're endeavoring to make sure that you're ingesting information that's going to keep you focused and keep you on the right track, that's what this show was created for, so that you have some place to go when you want to hear information like the information Brother Coy is sharing today. And others. If you just scroll down the archives, you'll see tons of shows with Brother Coy on different aspects of holistic health. We've talked about everything from high blood pressure to diabetes to or various types of cancer. I mean, you name it. We've talked about it, you know. So welcome. I want to welcome you to the show, and I hope you follow it and hope you this won't be your last time calling in, I hope.
Thank you, and I'll go back and listen to previous shows.
Bill, again, thank you so much. I am honored to have to make your acquaintance, Patricia. Again, I'm Jawanza. That's King Coy. I call him King Coy Dunstan. He's owner and operator of Secrets of Nature in Washington, D.C. And I want to tell you how you can get in contact with Brother Coy if you have questions, if there's certain products that you'd like. Just because you're in the Midwest and we're, you know, in the D.C. area, he ships things, so that won't be an impediment. Thank you so much for calling in today.
Thank you, and I was honored to speak with you all. Be blessed.
Thank you so much. Thank you, dear.
Brother Coy, so please, could you tell the people about your establishment, what it is that you provide, what services you provide, and information on how they can get in contact with you. And you do phone consultations as well. So if somebody has something that they want to discuss, but they just don't want to discuss it on the air, but they need some consultation, you can provide that as well, correct?
Yes. I'm located, if you want to stop by and visit, I'm at 33923 South Capitol Street Southwest in Washington, D.C., 20032. That's 3923 South Capitol Street. The phone number is 202-562-0041. We're open every day but Sunday and Monday. And, you know, holidays we might take off on Saturday or something. But we are open from Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6. If you happen to be in the area, you can stop by. I'm usually there. And what we try to do there is the things that we've been talking about. We say no dairy, no sugar, no meat, so we have a menu that reflects that. We try to keep the animal product, anything with eyes, we don't serve. And the supplements that we talk about, if you need to work in that area, we try to provide the best supplements on the market. And we also have bulk herbs. We have consultations. We have the grocery items you can buy and use that would accompany your change in diet. And we have the carry out, pick up, delivery, mail, any way you want to get it. We can accommodate you in terms of giving you, if you want to, if you can't come in, you can call and we can send it to you, or you can come by and pick it up. So we try to give a full service consultation, consultations, the supplements and the food that you need to make that change that we are encouraging people to make. And that's the underlying purpose of the Secrets of Nature, to provide alternative food sources, the supplements, and the consultation, the education that you need to make the decisions that you're confronted with concerning your health.
So you still have the kitchen. Somebody can come by for lunch. I mean, if they're, you know, in the area and they say, you know what, I'm going to run over there. I want something healthy. I've never tasted vegetarian or vegan food. They can stop by and get a sample?
Absolutely.
And have it prepared right there for them?
Yeah. We come right to the kitchen and taste and see what you're going to be eating that day. And you can also come in the kitchen and we show you how to fix it. If you know, we have classes.
Wow.
If you need to go there. But yeah, the food is probably the most attractive thing that we do, because everybody eats and people are looking for good food. But the food that we do is still a transition food into a raw diet or into wherever you decide to go with your eating. We can transition you. We have raw, we have cooked, we have some of this and some of that. So we try to give you a all around flavor of what it's like to eat the way we suggest that you eat.
You mentioned when Patricia was listening, you mentioned that you do iridology. I don't want to assume everybody knows. When you say iridology, what exactly you mean? For those who might not know, what is iridology?
Well, iridology is probably the most accurate diagnostic tool that you can use to determine the condition of your body. If you can tell the difference between a straight line and a crooked line, you can know the difference between black and white, and if you can tell time, most anybody can determine what's going on in the body even before you even know that you have it. So there, you have these indications in the eye. When you look in the eye, the iris, you see dots and spots, the lines and stuff. All that stuff means something, that some organ or some kind of condition is developing in the body. And if you can recognize it, then you can begin to work on it and work it out of your body over time. But if you don't know how to recognize the indications in the iris, then you're going to see you're just walking around in like you're waiting for the hammer to fall on your head. But it's just a way to determine what you need to work on in terms of avoiding problems down the road, or if you got a problem, to determine where it is. You may think your back may be hurting, but it's maybe something coming from your liver or kidney or spine or a skeletal system. It can be anywhere in the body, but it can affect your body in a different place than the actual condition is occurring. So iridology is a way to pinpoint it and determine a program that can begin to eradicate that condition. Yes.
Well, Brother Coy, if we could talk for a moment even about healthy aging. You know, a lot of people understand that when you reach a certain age, people just start to assume that there are certain things that are just going to come with age. As you get into your 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, people are expecting even to have, say, arthritis or diabetes or something. It's not a shock. if you realize, if you find somebody in the family that's 70 years old or 60 years old or something like that, and they've got diabetes, that's not a shock. I mean, whereas if you had a 10-year-old with diabetes, I mean, I'm sure they're getting younger nowadays, but that might be a shock. You'd be like, really? You know, so when you talk about aging and health, what are some tips, I guess, for people that are getting older, and how much more important is it as we age to, and this is kind of like a rhetorical question, but for those who might not know, that it is so much more important to be mindful of the choices, the food choices that you make, the lifestyle choices that you make as you age, because already things that you've done previously in the previous years are going to start catching up with you anyway. So you need to really be mindful as you're aging that you don't continue a bad pattern of eating or lifestyle that is going to definitely culminate in your demise as you age.
Well, hopefully people love themselves enough, to be talking about love. If you love yourself enough, you're going to be kind of aware of your body and understand what your body needs to do what you want it to do. So if you want a long, healthy life, then you're going to eliminate the things as you get older. You're going to eliminate more of the things that you shouldn't do, the drinking, the smoking, the running around, all that kind of stuff. You're going to begin to get your rest and do the things that you need to do and make sure your body gets what it needs through supplementation or through diet. And as you get older, the more you do that, the better your old age will be, the better off you'll be in your old age, I should say. So you want to work on getting better. You want to start doing what you should do as early in life as you can, and you want to continue that process and get better at it as you age, and that will give you more longevity, a healthier life, and less medication or disease in your life. So you just kind of have to, it's something that you should want to do and something that you would love to do, and you just keep doing it, and you doing it and doing it until you get better at it. The more you do it, the better you get, until it's kind of second nature to you, and you're doing what your body needed to do, and then you can then begin to overcome or not attract disease into your life in a way that it could be harmful in the long run, where you wind up with a heart attack or all of a sudden you just fall out dead. That's not what you want. You want to do what you need to do, and as long as you know what you need to do, you can avoid those kind of things happening if you stay on the right path and get better as you go. As you age, you should get better, not weaker.
You know, you used the word attract just now, and I've never heard it used in the sense that you just used it. You know, you mentioned that, you know, basically if you do the right thing, you won't attract disease. You know, and that's interesting. You know, I never thought about it in the sense of attracting it, that when you don't do the right thing, when you don't drink enough water, when you don't exercise, when you're eating the wrong things, you are actually attracting to you, being stuff is being, diseases being pulled to you like a magnet, you know, and that is wow, that's powerful. That goes to show the power that we have just through the choices that we make. Can you talk about the power of choice? Because everything that we do when it comes to our lifestyle, it is a choice, a moment by moment choice. Every time we get hungry, we have a choice to make.
Yeah.
You know, every time we open the refrigerator, we have a choice to make. Every time we go shopping for food, we are making choices consciously about what it is that we're going to eat. Now, I'm not trying to say, because I'm not perfect when it comes to my living, you know.
Right.
But I know that there's certain things that I'm conscious of, that if I eat this, that the result is going to be this, okay? So, therefore, I mean, we have choices, and I believe it was you that said, it's what you do most of the time that's going to determine your level of health or lack thereof. So that nobody's saying that you can't have a treat, you know, an occasional treat. Because when people are very, very strict with their food choices. I mean, extremely strict, especially just starting off. You know, saying you can't do this, you can't do that, you can't eat this, you can't eat that. You know, you got to stop eating this, stop eating that, stop eating this. Then you have to replace what you're not eating. You have to, if you're giving up what you love, then you're going to have to learn to love something else, correct?
Right, something that's better for you. And
mm-hmm.
oftentimes it's a matter of learning how to fix it a different way. Oftentimes it's a matter of that, like with less sugar or less milk or no eggs. You know, gradually do better
mm-hmm.
to the point to where you can develop into the choices that you want to make. You won't be able to do it overnight, maybe, or over the next week or so. But the idea is that you have to implant it in your mind in a way that when you go shopping, that, you know, I'm not going to buy this, and I'm going to stay around the edge of the shopping, around the walls. That's where most of the best things you can get in the supermarket, and try to stay out of the middle aisles as best you can. But, again, it's just a matter of being conscious about what you're doing and not getting into a habit. Get rid of the habits and start making choices. That might be a better way to put it, because oftentimes we operate by habit or by feeling and or by emotions, and that's not good. We have to begin to operate from a place to where we know that this is from a place that we know, I guess. Knowing is better than believing. You can say, I'm going to buy this, and I believe it's going to do me good. But if you don't know, you're just working out of a habit and not from a choice, a healthy choice. Mm-hmm. So it's just beginning to use your God-given brain to do what you want it to do. And you can train your brain to do what you want to do if you just give it time and discipline yourself to the point to where you decide that's what you want to do.
And by all means, surround yourself with people that are supportive of what it is that you're doing. If you are new to being a vegetarian or a vegan, you need all the support that you can get. And if you're the only vegetarian you know, then you need to reach out and start connecting with other people of like minds, okay? Because
yeah.
when you are in a, you know, the holiday season or whatever, you're going to the family reunion, you need to be built up, you know, because there are going to be people there eating stuff that you used to eat, that you used to love, you
yeah.
know? And yeah. people say everything in moderation. We've heard that phrase, everything in moderation. No, some things in moderation can kill you,
yeah,
okay? So that's not, you know, people say everything in moderation. You know, some things you don't want in moderation, okay? You don't even want in moderation. And don't
that's
use
correct.
That as an excuse to continue doing. But you have to surround yourself. You have to have a support group. And if you're the only person that you know that's eating right, if you can't talk to your mate about eating right, you know, then you need to start introducing your mate to the foods that you have found to be more helpful and healthy, so that, you know, you can grow together, because you're going to want to bounce some certain things off of people, you know. Learn if you get into the kitchen, learn to prepare some things, you know, because it's a journey. It's a wellness journey, and you want the journey to be a pleasant one, not a drudgery, and make the changes that you know you need to make now, okay. If you realize, okay, I know I need to stop eating this, oh, I know I eat too much of this or whatever, now's the time to start making the changes, because you don't want to get to a point where you're in a situation like Coy's mother, where the doctors have given you 6 weeks to live, and now your changes have got to be drastic.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to let go of all of it at the same time. You don't have the luxury in certain situations. You don't have the luxury of saying, well, I'm going to take a year, you know, to become vegan, to make the transition. I mean, sometimes you might get a report and you have to hit it hard, meaning you got to let go of everything that's bad for you now, you
yeah.
know. So before you get to that point, you know, surround yourself with people that are of like minds, that can encourage you and inspire you and support you in what it is that you're doing. Brother Coy, again, I want to thank you so much, man, for your time, your wisdom, your commitment for 40 years. Man, you have seen the changes in the holistic health community. You've seen the people come and people go. I mean, you have seen it all. I mean, after almost a half a century, you've seen it all. And
I'm still encouraged. I'm still encouraged. People are coming this way, and it's very encouraging, and it keeps me going. Because I've been saying I'm going to go do something else, but I can't. It's just the people are coming, and I'm sharing all my I can with them, and we're moving on together. So it's growing, it's getting better. I'm encouraged, so I would encourage everybody to come along and join in.
I encourage everybody to get by Secrets of Nature in Washington, D.C. If you're hearing this and you're not even in the area, but you know you're coming to the area, when you're passing through, make sure that you write this address down so that you can stop by Secrets of Nature and say hello to Brother Quay. Don't just say hello. Taste and see what we've been talking about, okay? Because the food is delicious. You're going to love the establishment. And again, wherever you are in the world, Quay has products that he can ship to you, holistic products. I mean, certain herbs, you know, vitamins. I mean, so you definitely want to give him a call. The number there is 202-562-0041. Again, that's 202-562-0041. You can call, give Brother Quay a call, schedule a phone consultation. There may be certain things that you don't want to discuss on the air, but definitely, you need to connect with this brother. You need to make sure that you have him on speed dial, okay, because you might have a question, and I'm always calling Brother Quay with a question about something, you know. And so, again, I encourage you to get by Secrets of Nature in Washington, D.C. Brother Quay, can you give the address again?
3923 South Capitol Street, Southwest. That's 3923 South Capitol Street, Southwest, Washington, D.C., 20032, telephone 202-562-0041. They'd be glad to see you or talk with you. Just give me a call.
I thank you. I praise God for your mother, you know, that, you know, without whom we wouldn't be having this conversation today. You know,
yeah.
It's amazing how life is and how we touch people and we don't even know. You know, I've never met her personally, but I feel like I know her.
Yeah.
Through you.
Yeah.
So, she would
have loved, she'd have loved you too.
I feel the love. You know.
Yeah.
So again, I'm thankful for her. I'm thankful for your life, Brother Quay. Any parting words for our listeners today?
Well, I encourage everyone to that's for this new year to start out with making up your mind that you're going to do better than you did last year, and you're going to do whatever, begin to love yourself more and to do the things that you do to show that you love yourself. Just like if you, your boyfriend or girlfriend come along and you want to show them how you love them, I want everybody to do their bodies like that this year and see how the year ends up.
Well, Brother Quay, again, brother, thank you so much. Everybody, Brother Quay comes on once a month, every first Thursday. We did it the second Thursday this time, but if you just mark your calendar, every first Thursday you're going to hear a show from Brother Quay and myself. We're going to be talking about some aspect of holistic health. I want to say welcome to Sister Patricia. Thank you so much for tuning in, first time listening, first time caller. Thank you. Look forward to hearing from you again. Again, everybody, if you like what you hear, all you have to do is just follow the show, and it will let you know every time I do a show. You'll be notified of the date, the time, the guest, and the topic. Again, don't forget, write this number down, stick it on your refrigerator, put it on your phone on speed dial. It's Secrets of Nature in Washington, D.C. It's Brother Quay's establishment. The phone number there is 202-562-0041. Again, that's 202-562-0041. Brother Quay, again, my brother, I bow to you, sir. Looking forward to our next show. God bless you, and thank you for all that you do.
And I appreciate what you do, because without you, I know I wouldn't have met Patricia tonight. So I thank you for what you do, and you keep up the good work.
Thank you, sir. I'll be in touch, everybody. My name is Juwanza. That is King Coy Dunstan, owner and operator of Secrets of Nature in Washington, D.C. You haven't tasted vegan food yet. You think you have. Get by Secrets of Nature, okay? And browse. You got things. Oh, my God. You got to see this establishment. I mean, there is something for you if you're on the holistic health path. I've gone over there, and, I mean, you're going to see people. If you're in the D.C. area, you're going to see people that you know because that is like the congregation spot. I mean, that's where people go and they're meeting and you're talking to people. You like the door might open up and you turn around and see somebody that you know. And you're like, whoa, okay. So make sure you get by there. The atmosphere there is warm. It's loving. And when you walk in there, you're going to feel like you're home. Again, that's Secrets of Nature in Washington, D.C. Again, thank you so much, everybody, for your time. My name is Juwanza. I don't take it for granted that you couldn't be doing something else. So, in spite of the fact that you could be doing something else, you weren't doing something else. You were listening to Brother Coy with myself and Patricia and everybody else, and so I thank you for that. My name is Juwanza. Who am I? I'm the one who, in giving, receives more. Who are you? Peace.
Yeah.